This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Congrats to Brian and Spring. Brian and Spring on his way, along with three friends, to Bailey Zimmerman on March the 8th at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Giving away tickets all day long here on Sports Radio 610. You look like you got something to say, Pope Zaza. You got your hand up.
I do?
Yeah. You had your hand up like this, right? Like that. I read that.
I was congratulating myself for making a good point about a ratchet strap that I'm trying to untangle. never, kids. If there's one thing I can recommend, never loan out a ratchet strap. My God, I got a jumbled mess back of. It looks like a medieval torture device with this thing right now. I worked on it for 45 minutes last night. I watched a YouTube video, I had a revelation. I'm going to figure out that ratchet strap.
Okay, so it's a work in progress still. It's not done yet.
Oh, yeah.
You had a big, like, pair of pliers or something in your hand, I saw there.
Yeah.
And he was focused.
Good. I loaned out a ratchet strap, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'll confess something. I've never been 100% confident about ratchet straps. I always feel like it's lucky that I pull it off. Do you know what a ratchet strap is, Sean?
No, come on, Seth. Who are you talking to?
All right, so it's like for tying things down on a trailer. Have you ever seen it? It's like you ratchet it, and it pulls the cable tight or the canvas strap tight. Does that sound familiar?
Well, it's probably what I should have had when I was taking a recliner from Houston into New Orleans in the back of my truck.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You should have had a couple ratchet straps on
there. You know what I had? Gravity. That's what I had.
It's a simple enough concept, and yet it's also, it feels like an IQ test because there's so many different ways to screw it up. And I always kind of feel like, all right, I think that'll work. I think, yeah, sure, that's fine.
It's a puzzle.
But now that I lent it out and somebody totally just destroyed this thing, they apologized when they gave it back to me. But they were in a hurry, so they couldn't detangle it themselves. Now I've actually I watched a couple of YouTube videos to really understand exactly how ratchet straps work, and I feel like I'm gonna end up grateful to that son of a bitch who screwed up my ratchet strap.
Dude, YouTube.
Because now I've actually had to really genuinely learn how to use it.
Have you had to? Is there anything that you've gone to YouTube to try to do to get instructions on where it hasn't been there? Like it's incredible how many how much stuff you have. Like YouTube is basically a gigantic instruction manual for life.
All right, this is the one of all the home trades that you can try to learn how to do and do poorly. Electric stuff is the hardest one to find on YouTube because of all these licensed electricians they're terrified of a man and losing their license and everything. People are very hesitant to give electrical advice on YouTube, except for the Eastern Europeans. They will tell you if I find your YouTube channel and you want to give me advice about how to do something that an electrician really should do, if you've got an Eastern European accent, I'm there for it. I'm going to listen.
They don't give a damn about your laws or your lawsuits.
If you're less than man and you need to turn off circuit breaker, then do it, I suppose.
So it's there, but it's just a little harder to find on YouTube. You got to work your way through the accent and things like that.
Yeah.
That's funny. J.J. Watt.
You know the other thing? All right, the other thing, where okay. people are a little too, they're terrified of the, this whole cooking food to 165 stuff. It's so hard to find. You don't have to cook your chicken to 165 degrees. As long as you cook it to 145 and keep it there for over 10 minutes, the FDA says that's fine. But everybody's terrified of getting sued for causing salmonella or something.
This is a big controversy right now. The 165 v. 145 debate is a big controversy.
It's not a controversy at all because people are too scared to talk about it. I'm the only one reckless enough to come on and tell you don't have to cook your chicken to 165.
This show is the most courageous show on the radio.
It's that your chicken breast does not have to be as dry and unpalatable as you've been led to believe. Cook it to 145 and then let it sit. The temperature will naturally rise. As long as it's at 145 for 12 minutes or more, you're in the clear.
I'm scared.
You've got succulent, juicy chicken breast.
The text we're going to get tomorrow, people who had to go to the hospital because it sets.
Hey, that's on them.
It's worked for you. The 145 thing has worked. I don't know what you're...
No, consult with the FDA before you do it.
There
because
you go.
The FDA will tell you that that's fine.
They do? Okay. Well,
yeah, but every single recipe is like, cook it to 165 or you'll die.
Yeah. Are they really?
Lend your ratchet straps out. Yeah.
The famous last words. Lend your ratchet straps out. So JJ,
I'm gonna ratchet strap down all my chicken breasts this afternoon, cook it to 145 and call it
best.
A day.
It's the best. JJ Watt tweeted this at 3:35 p.m. on Monday, yesterday. Eagles didn't blitz the Chiefs one time last night, similar to the Bucks against KC back in the 2021 Super Bowl, but it's not as simple as blitz versus no blitz. To win with just a four-man rush, you have to have monsters on the edge and beasts in the middle. Ooh, man. This feels like Game of Thrones. Great edge rushers can be neutralized with no middle push. Dominant interior rushers can be thwarted with no edge threat. The combination of both is what takes away escape lane, suffocates the pocket, ultimately dominates games, and in some lockdown guys on the back end. Add in some lockdown guys on the back end, linebackers who can cover, and you're living the defensive dream. Seth, how did you translate this tweet from J.J. Watt?
He wants the Texans to draft a defensive tackle.
Bingo.
That's all he's asking there. I'm going to read into it. Which, by the way, he does do that same thing that I apologize for every time. He laid out a real simple plan there. All you have to do is have studs on the edge, studs on the interior, studs in the defensive secondary, and studs at linebacker. After that, it's simple.
Is this J.J. Watt kind of low-key, like sort of bragging about his productivity? Because do you ever remember J.J. having just a monster in the middle on any of the defensive lines that he had?
Other than when he was the monster in the middle?
Yeah, well, I always think of him as being coming off the edge, but yeah,
right,
like he does both, yeah.
Yeah, well, in his younger days, he was more on the interior more often,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, in the 3-4.
I think that not necessarily, no, but they also, I don't think it was necessarily about him. Yeah. It's just that to be a great defense, you know, it doesn't, you can get your production, especially if you have a coordinator like Wade Phillips. Like,
yeah.
JJ will always credit Wade Phillips for like understanding how to use him appropriately.
Yep.
But I think to be a complete and total headache, you can have a guy that has 20 sacks in a year.
Yeah.
But that guy alone cannot provide the consistent pass rush you need to be able to play zone on the back end and everything else. It's just got to be across the board, at least one guy in the interior and one guy on the edge. I guess with Antonio Smith was way better than I think he got credit for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess the entire defensive lines weren't necessarily like super, super thick with dominant pass rushers.
They were great, but they were good. I'm spitballing when I say this, but if I go back and think through JJ's three best seasons. It's three seasons he won Defensive Player of the Year. He did have good players with him. You know, they like that 2012 defense. Connor Barwin was on the other side, and they had Antonio Smith in the middle, who was a Pro Bowler in 2012. Antonio Smith was like he made the Pro Bowl. Like he
yeah,
was so,
I honestly don't think that was JJ like trying to say anything about himself at all or anything. But it is like he knows what it's like when you have good guys next to you and when you don't.
Yeah.
I'll say it just from like I was a run stuffer back when that was still a thing. I got to play next to Gary Walker for most of my career, who was an awesome defensive tackle. And, man, I remember one year Gary got injured a few games into the season. And the next week we were playing the Bengals. And I was like, oh, this sucks. This is like, yeah. You just, why am I getting double teamed so much? This is bogus, man. Yep. It's because I didn't have Gary next to me.
Yeah. You gotta have good players, man.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
2014, I'm trying to think. That was, Will Fork hadn't gotten there yet. That was 2015. But yeah, and Whitney Merciless was there. Clowney really didn't turn into Clowney until 2016. So you read this. I like this. JJ telling the Texans to take a defensive tackle, but if you wanted them to take one, you would print this tweet and hand it to Nick Caserio.
Yeah, I think that, like when he says great edge rushers can be neutralized with no middle push and dominant interior rushers can be thwarted with no edge threat. What I saw from the Eagles was that, man, guys, some of those guys had really good games out on the edge, but a lot of that was because they had single blocks a lot too. They were able to just tee off and hit the angles against an offensive tackle with no chip blocks, no slide protection, all of that, because they were worried about Jalen Carter and those other guys on the interior. It's awesome having two dominant edge rushers, but when it comes to just being able to rush four guys and still consistently and constantly put pressure on the quarterback, you got to have somebody on the interior as well.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
A bona fide headache monster of a man.
People are excited that we're going to Florida in a couple weeks, Seth, for Astros spring training. If you missed that, Seth and I are headed down there the last week of February to give you guys the immersive spring training experience. Text message, will you guys be meeting up with fans? I'll actually be there with my family at that time. They don't like you guys, but I do.
Wait, whoa. Okay, bring them. Bring them.
Yes.
And I will win them over. I'm much more likable in person than on the radio.
Should I put a 5-point plan together as to why you and I are likable the same way I campaigned for being the number one roommate? Yeah. People seem to really like it.
Desperate as possible.
Yes, number one.
Yeah, no, we should do, okay, yeah, we'll have to do an ad hoc kind of meet and greet.
Yeah.
And especially just maybe, you know, it's easy to find seats, a place to go out and sit together.
For sure.
At the ballpark and everything.
Yeah,
we'll do that. We'll do that.
Someone's asking if you have a vice. Seth, do you have a vice? If so, crush the knots. Oh, a vice. I thought they meant a vice like a bad habit. Do you have a vice? They're talking about you getting your ratchet thingy untangled.
I was going through the power rankings in my mind.
Number
No, I've got a good plan. Thank you. And yes, Irwin. The vice would be helpful. For the most part, I think I'm going to be able to cure mine just with some needle nose pliers.
Yep.
So I'm good to go.
Yep.
But thank you. Thank you for the advice.
Yes. If there's one thing Seth knows, it's succulent, juicy breasts. That's what somebody said on the text page. All right.
We'll have to do, I wish we were driving to Florida now so I could show off my ratchet strap skills.
you wish we were driving to Florida. Oh, to show
I got on my to-do list, fix Brandy's ratchet strap, which sounds like way sexier than what it actually is.
The amount of fun that sounds like versus the amount of fun that it actually is a big disparity for you.
I'm going to get blood blisters, baby.
And the ratchet strap. Here comes the ratchet strap. All right, those are all texts on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Up next, final segment, we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. Quick reminder as well to keep listening all week long. The next few weeks, I think this goes till February 23rd, the opportunity to enter each day in the Odyssey Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. When you listen an hour each day, And if you're the winner, if they draw your name, you and three friends are going to be headed to Vegas to stay at Circa Resort and Casino. If you listen for an hour each day, that's your entry. Each and every day between now and the end of the contest. Circa's amazing, the whole place, the sports book, the stadium swim, and you're going to be going during the college basketball championship tournament, plus an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Vegas. Download the app, the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Will Anderson Jr. on his relationship with D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. I thought this was a fun little factoid Will brought up about his relationship with the two of them. We'll get to that coming up next.